This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gone to the polls. Were you one of them? Let us know. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I think that bodes well that we're going to see record numbers throughout this process. What does it all mean if we break out the numbers? And you know how much I like to do that. I think the polls pretty much show that the race is tightening. So for whatever you think, as I say, you think it's a snow globe and you're turning it upside down and shaking the numbers in lots of different directions. Hey, it says to me that if any of the Democrats think that Hillary Clinton has bagged this, they are sorely mistaken, as would be those that believe Donald Trump is easily going to trounce Hillary Clinton. I really think it's going to be a lot closer than many, many people are predicting. And why do I say that? Because in CNN's poll of polls, they basically average the results for the five most recently released national surveys. Clinton has a 47% to 42% advantage over Trump. So that's still not a lot. The ABC Washington Post poll found that more than 6 in 10 say that the news that the FBI is investigating all those new emails, that treasure trove the FBI dumped out before this election that could be related to Clinton's private server, won't make a difference in their vote. 3 in 10 say it makes them less likely to back Hillary Clinton. Are people really that undecided? Undecided? How are you undecided? I just have to say, in this election in North Carolina, a must-win state for Trump, an NBC Wall Street Journal Marist University poll found this. Clinton ahead 47% to Trump's 41%, but the same poll found Clinton ahead 48-43 in early October. Looks like Florida is such a toss-up state, dead heat anywhere you look. Big, important state, lots of electoral votes. It's a dead heat. And in some cases, Trump is found to be ahead. Like the New York Times Upshot Siena poll, they put Trump in the driver's seat, 46% to 42% in Florida. If you can take off your partisan glasses for a second, you know, the rose-colored glasses, if you can take them off for a second and look at what people are really saying to you, what are you hearing from the people in your neighborhood, from your friends? Are they voting the way that you think that they should be voting, or from the normal conversation, the normal fare, are they voting that way, or is it something completely different? I'm curious because the undecideds decidedly have me perplexed. At this point, when we're just that close and so many are voting, I think it really does come down to the wire. And the big news is this. Some are calling her Dirty Donna. Donna Brazile shared additional debate questions with the Clinton campaign, according to somebody who identified her as that person. So CNN said adios. No more a CNN contributor. It's been revealed, but we heard the story before, that she gave information to the Clinton campaign as to what some of the questions were going to be. A March 12th email exchange showed Brazile, stating that she received a town hall question from Roland Martin, a TV One host who co-moderated a March 13th town hall with Jake Tapper. A March 5th email shows that she shared a question with Clinton campaign chair John Podesta and communications director Jennifer Palmieri that was to be asked in a March 6th debate hosted by CNN in Flint, Michigan. So, boy, does this not become, again, dirty Donna, dirty pool, pretty stupid. I don't get it. Is that going to push her ahead by knowing some of the questions? Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, so I understand you were at a rally today.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
Awesome. How about you?
Yeah, I'm plugging in my phone here so I don't run out of juice.
You sound like Dan in Texas. I'm plugging in.
You know, I was at the Grand Rapids senior with Trump today. And I was surprised that he did so well with these teleprompters, you know. To me, I really hate those things because it seems to me at the beginning, at least, he was really, you know, uncomfortable. I mean, he was reading from, but today, I mean, he was just flowing, you know, like a river through him, and he would ad-lib, and people loved him, and he really, I mean, he came out strong and up to date on the latest occurrences because, you know, every day apparently there's another bomb that goes off in the Clinton campaign, you know. And he said, you know, I don't really care about down in Brazil because the big question is why didn't Hillary report it when she saw people giving her the questions that were going to be in the debate, you see? And he's working on that judgment thing. And that, you know, everybody went, wow, that is strong right there.
And what was the crowd? What was the crowd like? What was the crowd like?
Well, you know, it was a noon Monday, a work day, so you know, it was older folks that contractors and people who could take the day off or, you know, truck drivers took day off and stuff like that. Mostly white.
Yeah.
But I was actually interviewed by the Young Turk, Young Turk Network, whatever they're called.
Young
T-Y-T or something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you might have seen me on there. But,
cool.
You know, it was 7,000 people, you know, it was standing room only, and, they probably could have fit in another 2,000 behind the media area, but so it was a good turnout, and you know, he brought out some good information there, and you know, he said a couple of things that drained the swamp, but I just liked the way he was flowing with the whole technology and everything. He's learning now that these are not really puppet strings; they're aids to help him. Just like paper, except, you know, it's high tech. That's all. And I'm telling you, this guy is working hard. You know, after that, he went to another place, I think in Ohio, and every day he's hitting two or three places. And this guy is, you know, an older gentleman. I mean, you know, he's not 40 or 50. He is.
Right.
And, you know, he speaks about what he's going to do for the country. Hillary talks about, you know, well, how she's going to help, you know, increase welfare, and how she's going to drag the country down. And Trump is talking about making, you know who introduced him? Bobby Knight. So you can imagine, you know.
Bobby Knight. How exciting that was to see Bobby Knight there. Yeah, I can imagine that. All right, Tomas, thanks so much for checking in with us. Catch him on the turf. As he said, Bobby Knight introducing and all that stuff. And Donald Trump in Grand Rapids. Stay with us.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Only thinks about the you got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain. I'm looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at my, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. Wow, so you heard Tomas say that obviously Donald Trump, as you see, as you're watching the tube, listening to us. And you've heard snippets of Trump around the country. He's out there stumping Hillary Clinton, doing the same thing. Is it so much the war of words against each other? A little bit. You know, that's what this campaign has been about to me. But I don't think in the end that matters. In the end, what's going to matter is numbers. And so both would need numbers. If it's a coin flip, which it really feels like, even though, that's why I said, what are people saying in your neighborhood? Even though you may think, okay, listen, that's not the way it feels to me because down the street and around the block, everybody's telling me they're voting for Donald Trump or they're telling me they're voting for Hillary Clinton or whatever. I really think it is coming down to the wire. I really think it's a big mistake for people to think, well, it's an avalanche on one side, or I don't have to vote. And that goes for not just, certainly that's not just Hillary Clinton. I mean, this is Donald Trump, too. I mean, that's part of the deal here, you know. I think it's so important to go out anyway and exercise your right to vote because of the implications, and especially in an election where it could be just that close. Just that close means here's the time where, yes, the Electoral College will really, really matter. And when I say it'll really, really matter, I'm the one making the argument where it should just be pure, straight across, vote for vote. And the reason we know this, the reason that we have the Electoral College, is because initially what you did have was not equal representation. I mean, I guess we could argue about that, about do you get equal representation, since I'm a states person anyway. It's funny because coming up, we've got Tales of American Political History by Clinton Hackney Porter. And it's a brilliant one because they talk about the transfer. He talks about the transfer of power initially a couple of presidents in, and what that was like, how different it is from the pomp and circumstance of now. But just also the purity, in a sense, of the political system in its early years, how different and how far we've come in one way, pretty cool. In another way, wow, somehow we've lost, I think, that the initial intent, in a way, of our forefathers about the right to vote, about the process, about the people that we're putting up. I mean, for goodness sake, Donna Brazile and giving questions, that is just stupidness. I don't get it. She gets these town hall questions from Roland Martin, or a question, and then she gets a question from John Podesta and the communications director. I mean, come on. So to give her an edge to say, hey, yeah, we've got the questions, as though she can't answer the questions or whatever. And then once again, putting her in the middle of that, this just so shows the stupidity of it. So, of course, CNN bounced her. Of course that happened. Now, Jake Tapper is denying sharing that question or any others with Brazile or anyone else. He's saying that didn't happen. So take that where you want to take it. But I just have to assume, I'm going to assume, you know what they say about assumptions, but I'm going to assume, why would CNN say, okay, forget this, if they were so sure something wasn't poisoned here, you know? CNN is saying, though, a spokesperson for the network is saying, we never gave her access to questions or prep material or the list or background information or any of that, but somebody had to have shared it, so she just didn't invent it. I don't think so. All right, let's go to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
This is Texas, Dan. Okay, listen, I got something for you. It's a joke. This New Jersey turkey was on the ground, and the farmer was standing there with a hatchet in his hand. And the turkey looked up at him and said, forget about it. I'm full of gluten. You wouldn't want to ruin your health.
You wouldn't want to ruin your health. I love it. Gluten. Gluten. I love it. That's good. But I'm pump. I like it.
Okay. Now, this personnel director was telling this new hiree that this one guy was standing by the wall when he had a dummy that he was doing the voices for. And there was another guy that was standing by the wall facing him, and he was scared to death. Eric standing up on end, face looking at him with pure fear. And the personnel director turned to the new hiree, and she says, the big guy's really cool, but don't let the little guy get anything on you. He's a gossip.
He's a gossip. Yeah, there you
okay.
go. I got it.
Last but not least of the jokes. Last but not least of the jokes. The Grim Reaper was sitting across from an IRA agent, and the agent says, of course we could forget about the audit and just everybody go about their lives as normal.
As normal. IRS agent, yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, it is normal, not nice. Good job.
Okay, now,
I like
Donna Brazile used to be the lover of Sonny Abacha, who was the head of Nigeria, who took an overdose of Viagra and killed himself. He had a heart attack. That was with a T, not a D. And but she was his lover. And she's as crooked as a dog's hind leg, and she could go to jail over this. I mean, and CNN is trying to pull themselves away because she had involved. involvement with Hillary in passing the answers. This is fixed, baby. This is fixed. You can see it. I can see it. We can all see it. And I'm telling you, everybody I talk to says it's going to be a landslide. It's going to be Reagan all over again. It's going to be a bumper downfall for Hillary. Plus, this new stuff that's coming out. Don't forget also, this week coming up, WikiLeaks is going to come up with a bombshell that's going to absolutely send her to jail. They've got the goods, and they're going to drop them. And this routine that's going on now, the news media is scared to death that Comey's going to find what he's going to find, and Hillary's trying to put on the face that she can, but this girl is going down. She's not only going to go down, she better find another country to go to where they don't have extradition, because her and Bill, this game is up, baby. This game is over. That's all for me, babe.
All right, Dan says this game is over. What do you say? Let me give you the numbers. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And when you talk about the WikiLeaks deal, as Dan said, and something else is going to be dumped out, well, certainly there is a great chance of that. The Clinton campaign is accusing Comey of double standard. The campaign manager called John Podesta, called on the FBI director to explain why he rushed to disclose new information about the investigation while reportedly opposing a statement that the Russian government was seeking to influence the election. We don't take a deep breath right now because we're in the last week of voting, early voting, and ultimately on the 9th, when everybody wakes up, what are they going to find? Who is the president that's going to occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Donna Brazile, this whole thing with her is just another ridiculous piece of nonsense. I really, of everything that we've talked about, I just don't understand this because it doesn't make any sense. I mean, a debate question here or there, it's not like you have every single answer. Here's the makeup of the crowd. Here's exactly what's going to be asked. We're saying a few little questions here and there, so that's not going to sway a debate. I don't understand why would you risk leaking that out. Of course, there's nothing but denials across the board, but we heard this, you know, almost immediately. It was a couple days later after the last debate that we had heard that. So this isn't a news story. It's just more flushed out. And in the email exchange, Brazile mentions Martin, Roland Martin by name, and offers to provide more than just one town hall question, by the way, that she was known to have shared with the campaign. She said, I'll send a few more through some questions Roland submitted. Nice. Oh, me, oh, my, oh. Hang with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, The service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
In the darkness at 4 a.m. on the morning of March 4th, 1801, John Adams, President of the United States, went to the Stagecoach Depot in Washington and climbed aboard for a ride to his home in Massachusetts as a regular citizen. A few hours later, Thomas Jefferson walked to the Capitol to be sworn in as the new president, with almost no fanfare at all. A very orderly transfer of power had occurred. It may not seem like much today, but it was an absolutely historic and remarkable event for its time. There were no organized political parties then. The Constitution was only 14 years old, and the nation had only had two presidents. Though there were no political parties, there were clearly two political factions. One believed in a strong federal government, and the other faction was passionate about the states having more power. Join us again for the amazing revolution of 1800. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
Wow, how about that? Talking about the transfer of power back in the day. Tom Jefferson, John Adams. Whole different story as we fast forward to who will be our next president. So we have Trump, who's now fending off, and maybe not fending off that much. He was asked about it and just kind of brushed it off. But the story about Trump today is that he's refusing to pay his campaign pollster $767,000. Tony Fabrizio is his name, and he was hired, but apparently the Republican presidential nominee took some issue with some of the services provided by the GOP strategist who's advised candidates from the 1996 Republican nominee, Bob Dole, to Florida's Governor Rick Scott, So anyway, they're disputing $767,000 that Fabrizio's firm says it is still owed for polling. So they obviously were paid as a vendor more than that. And of course, this is the thing with Trump. Hillary Clinton mentioned it in one of the many debates that he's accused of failing to pay vendors and contractors hired by the real estate empire he's running, painters, dishwashers, brokers, real estate brokers, and the music store that provided the pianos for his Taj Mahal casino. And he says he pays fairly, and he's withheld payments only when he was not happy with somebody's services. So this, when he was asked about this, it was just kind of a, you know, we are disputing it, so that's what we're doing here. We're disputing what the money that is owed because we didn't agree with some of what happened, some of the polling that was done. So we'll see where that all ends up. I think the last week of this campaign and the potential for some other WikiLeaks bombshells to go off, which is what we keep hearing, that there's going to be something that you won't believe that's going to be released, has the Democrats a little unnerved, very unnerved to say the least, because, you know, we're in the final throes, the final push of the longest week. It really is the longest week. There's no doubt about that in politics. This is more than the seventh inning stretch, to use a baseball analogy. All right, let's go to Jack. Hey, pal, how are you?
I've had better days, Kate. I was heading into work this morning on my motorcycle, and I hit a kangaroo doing about 60 mile an hour.
Are you kidding me? Wow, what, did it just jumped out at you?
Yeah, jumped out in the dark. There was nothing.
Wow.
I missed the bigger of the two roos, and the bike's written a mess, and thankfully nothing broken.
Oh, thank goodness. No kidding. Is that a common thing that happens in Australia?
Yeah. Just like deer or sheep anywhere in the rural roads, you know, in the United States.
Wow.
Now, if it's not a lumping great kangaroo, it'll be a wombat or the occasional deer as well here, or somebody's livestock that's gotten out. You know, the joys of living in the rural areas for that small town life.
Thank goodness you're all right. It's brutal.
Yeah. But I tell you what, the Australian government are just about soiling their diapers over the U.S. presidential election.
And why is that?
Well, half of them are scared that Hillary will get elected, and the Australian defence spending, after all these years that we've been an ally in the war on terror, there's not much money left, and they're scared that Hillary will plunge the world into a massive war, and the other half of the government is scared that Donald Trump will get elected. And the investigations into Hillary will expand, and they'll go down with her. Because it's now starting to get covered in the Australian media that the Australian government gave the Clinton Foundation some $15 million for some strange reason.
Oh, that's why then. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. So that goes to the problems with the foundation and the money they accepted.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And so there's a lot of conversation, huh, about that.
Well, you know, they try and gloss over it. I mean, the media here is as you know, as corrupt and blinded as it is there. I mean, the media here is trying to sell Hillary like she's the second coming and belittling Trump at every opportunity. And, you know, whenever there's something about Donald Trump, it is usually negative, just like it is there. And that's mostly because the major television news agencies here all get their American coverage from the, you know, networks like ABC and NBC.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And that makes sense. I mean, of course, that makes sense that they're digesting that, yeah.
Yeah, even if they've got their own bureaus, like I know that most of the TV stations have their own bureaus in Washington and LA and New York. But I mean, even then, I mean, it's just like listening to Rachel Maddow a lot of the time.
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, there's nothing fair, balanced, or even objective about what's coming out about the presidential election here.
Wow. Yeah. It's funny. Somebody said, I guess it was Michael Loftus, my pal, the writer, the comedian, who said, it's like journalism has taken a dirt nap.
Well, a long time ago, many, 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 many years ago, I used to date a journalism student. And, you know, every now and then I'd finish work a little bit early and sit in at the end of the lecture. And, you know, I always came out with the feeling, hang on, these journalism students are being taught the mantra of never let the truth get in the way of a good story. Well, that's not journalism.
No.
You know, one of the qualifying criteria is fictional writing to get into an Australian journalism school.
Yeah. Wow, that's ridiculous.
So, you know, imaginative writing, fictional writing. It's no wonder that people are turning away from traditional media sources these days.
Wow. And yeah, no kidding. Because you have to make up, first of all, you should always make up your own mind anyway, but you can't just get facts and the best information possible and it's slanted all over the place. Well, then of course it's then, and it's more like opinion versus here's what's really we know to be the facts and you decide. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, coverage of the FBI's reopening of the email scandal has barely rated a mention here.
Wow.
But, you know, a prostitute claiming that Donald Trump groped her 30 odd years ago is still a talking point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I want to come back to the U.S. where at least the people are saying.
You think. No kidding. Oh,
yeah.
You think. Definitely. How's everything else okay?
I found a new appreciation for my wife a couple of weeks ago.
Yay!
I realize now I'm getting old. And it's not so much the gray hair, and it's not so much that I passed my first kidney stones, which is got my new appreciation for my wife. I came home and apologized for, you know, it was that painful. And for any guys that don't know, it is the closest thing a man can experience to a woman giving birth.
Yes.
So that night I came home, kissed my wife, and apologized for our four children.
That's brilliant.
But I realized I was getting old, and it's not the gray hair. It's not the fact that I'll be 50 in January, not even the kidney stones. It's that Taylor Swift has been around long enough to now be heard on a classic hits radio station.
Oh. Oh. Next thing is she's going to be Muzak, and then you will really feel old. Oh, that's wild. Oh, no kidding. Sorry about the kidney stones and the kangaroo, but good to hear from you, Jack. Take care. How about that? You never think about it. You know, you think about deer, and he's right, and kangaroos, of course. Where are they? In Australia, all over the place. And how about the way they're disseminating information in that country? Stay with us.
Thank you. Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
With all of you coming off the heels of a couple of interesting conversations at the top of this show as we went to Michigan, Texas, and across the pond or around the pond a couple of times to talk to our pal Jack. I'm going to leave the phone lines open at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, talking about the polls, talking about the final week, the longest week, some would say, because this is it. I mean, you know, you're either in or you're out, period. Whether you've got somebody giving you questions or you have a contractor disputing what you owe them, it is about the votes and the Electoral College. Some of the things that have come out of the Clinton campaign, boy, I just don't understand. Like Huma Abedin, I don't understand Clinton's loyalty to her. I get it that all that's happened with Anthony Weiner is Anthony Weiner, but if you had somebody that close to you, you already know that you have albatrosses around your neck. You got to cut them loose and say, whatever you say, you're fabulous, you helped me, what can I do? You know, part of being a leader is the ability to know and spot and see when you're in a foxhole with somebody and you're loyal and they have your back, you have their back. It's in the best interest of what it is that you're doing. But at some point, if somebody's that much of a liability, especially when we're talking about this presidential race, I think it's a weakness not to have to be able to, you know, cut somebody. To be able to cut somebody, I suppose, is a better way to say that. So 22 million ballots are in. Whew, 22 million. We are a week away. Wow. In Texas, the number of early voters is higher than in the previous presidential election. Most of those ballots were cast before FBI Director James Comey announced on Friday that the Bureau was reviewing a new treasure trove of emails related to Hillary Clinton. Also, early voting in Texas has showed increase among Hispanics and across other states, too, by the way, with available data, and largely decreased among young people. So it's interesting in looking at the 2012 early voters. Like I said, Texas has jumped exponentially the amount of people who have come out. North Carolina has gone up. More voting in Georgia, more voting in Arizona. So isn't that interesting that we're seeing that people are just boom? Let's, so far, 15 states have provided daily totals of votes cast by mail-in ballots or at special early voting stations. The numbers were compiled by a data analytics firm, and they show the comparison that I'm talking about. Texas definitely stands out in all the early voting compared to everywhere else. But the Hispanic vote is up very, very high. Young voters between 18 and 29 years old have decreased in all states, but one state is Virginia. Can't count on the young people to vote for you. That's why a lot of resources, even though it was mentioned again and again, really weren't, I think, in either campaign, weren't really pushed in that direction. All right, Everett is in Washington. Hello, Everett. How are you?
Great. Trump ain't got nothing to worry about. He's just like my Las Vegas Raiders. Just win, baby.
And so are you seeing all just Trump signs mostly? You know, I've heard that from a lot of people, too. Mostly Trump signs.
It's out there.
Yeah.
I think if the election's on the up and up, you know, I think he's going to win big time.
And you just think that, you know, it's polls that are showing it, and so there is some votes on the other side, but that clearly there's no question it's him.
Oh, yeah. Trump's going to be president, and the Raiders are going to the Super Bowl, baby.
I just told someone today that I really like the Raiders. I don't care how many penalties they get. I love Derek Carr, and he's winning, winning, winning. And if it's not this time around, they're going to certainly be formidable in the future. I agree with you on the Raiders. So if your analogy is Trump is like the Raiders, then you got something there, Everett. No doubt about that.
I've been a Raiders fan since I was a little kid, but everybody seems to get on the bandwagon now after all these years. You know, I'm in Seahawk country, and I love giving it to them.
especially now. Hey, Russell Wilson, you got married. You have your big contract. What in the world is happening with Seattle? Are you kidding? Your glory days might be behind you. Yeah, no offensive line. And if you don't have an offensive line, especially with a guy like a Russell Wilson, or really most quarterbacks anyway, come on, let's face it. If you look historically at the glue of the team, the quarterback and the people in front of them, that's when, you know, they get to you, they blitz you, they're on you, and before you know it, you're sacked, you're down, you're dropping, you're hurried. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a wacky year this year. There's going to be all kinds of different teams in there.
I think so, too.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's very crazy. Even the Dallas Cowboys with Dak Prescott. No, Tony Romo's not getting back into that huddle, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Vegas will probably have I can see them in Vegas, the Raiders, and they'll probably have strippers for cheerleaders or something, you know.
Oh, too funny. Hey, Everett, thanks for the call, buddy. That's good stuff. All right, so, you know, it's interesting. This is kind of a side note where he's talking about the Raiders. The Raiders are definitely, I think, moving to Vegas. It's just a question of, you know, Vegas is saying, bring it, bring it, bring it. And the league is saying, okay, we want it. And it's just a question of getting the stadium. They've got to get a stadium. They've got to get the total support for it. And it certainly looks that way. I was just reading, just as a quick side note here, I was just reading the Las Vegas Review Journal. I used to live in Las Vegas. It's funny that Everett brought that up, and I'm pretty much on top of what's going on in their situation. And the Raiders pitched a $1.9 billion stadium, 65,000 seats. I mean, they're working on this for sure. Sheldon Adelson, he's helping because he's the guy who's Mr. Vegas. He's the one. And, you know, you got to figure, what does that mean for tourism? And the infrastructure committee met to talk about it. And, you know, they've got to have people sign off on it. But that possible move is becoming very much more possible. I don't know. Let's put it that way. You know, some are saying it's shaky ground. But taxpayers, are they going to chip in $750 million to build the stadium? Will they do that if they have to financially do that? The Raiders owner is Mark Davis, and he's got to get Adelson to want a piece of the Raiders, I guess, in return for the stadium. So we'll see where it ends up. And would the people in Vegas support it? You know, that would be the other thing. I don't know. I live there. I think maybe, yeah. Professional sports, to have a team there and to be able to go root for that team, to have a professional team. Certainly initially, if they could play well, I think you would draw people out. It has to be domed. Or if we're going to say it has to have great air pumped into it somehow. Giant fans. Because otherwise you'd melt, wouldn't you? And, of course, they couldn't have any one-armed bandits, at least I don't think inside the stadium, but that would be pretty wild, wouldn't it? Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.